This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick on duty here at NPR West. Not everyone gets the day off, and that's good. We want someone to answer the phone at Fire Station 35 in San Diego, and all the other fire stations across the country, of course. But this is the one we called to speak with firefighter Phil Black. Hello, Phil.
Hi, Alex. Good to be here.
We understand there's a family gathering tradition at this firehouse. All the families of the firefighters come there for Thanksgiving dinner. How many people?
Alex, I think we're planning on having about 18 adults tonight and about 8 or 9 kids.
Who's doing the cooking?
We're splitting it up in a great firefighter team spirit. We here at the fire station are making the turkey and the ham and the mashed potatoes. And then we have some of our loved ones coming in who are going to be bringing some of the side dishes and salads and breads and of course, the desserts.
Yeah, you know, someone on our staff who spoke to you earlier told me that you've got a kind of an unusual background, or it sounds unusual to me for a firefighter. What did you used to do?
Well, I used to be an investment banker after I graduated from college, and from there left and joined the Navy SEALs. I was a Navy SEAL officer for almost 6 years, and then re-entered the finance world as a personal financial advisor. And, you know, it just really wasn't doing what I wanted to do with my life, in that I didn't feel like I was giving back to the community. It didn't have the type of hands-on day-to-day work that I really was craving. And it was a big culture change and a big change for the family, going from kind of the world of high finance to the world of firefighting. So it's been a long and adventurous road, but we're really happy we made the switch.
So what are you especially thankful for today, Phil Black?
Well, I'm particularly thankful for my family, particularly my wife, who's been supportive through all these career changes, and I feel like I've finally hit the groove where I'm doing something that I feel good about every day. I feel like I'm giving back to the community and serving others, and the finances and other things we hope will work out down the road. You know, a healthy, happy, vibrant family is what we're really all about, and luckily the firehouse and the whole fire service community really looks after the family, particularly with these holiday type things where we have to be working, but the family feels like they're part of it as well.
You know, I've read a lot in the last few years about the popularity of something I had never imagined at an earlier age: deep frying turkeys. People actually do this. Do firefighters have a position on deep frying turkeys?
Well, the big thing on deep frying turkeys, Alex, is people really need to be aware of the directions. They explicitly state not to put the deep fryer on any wood surface.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, we find people who are just very busy, and there's a lot of things going on. They get distracted, and they wind up placing the big deep fryer on the middle of their deck in the backyard, which was made of wood. And it turns out that the deep fryer starts going, and it kicks off some oils, and it turns out that those hot oils can heat that wood up pretty quickly and start to get out of hand.
So, hey, there's a firefighter tip for today for you deep-frying turkey cooks. From Fire Station 35 in San Diego, firefighter Phil Black. Phil, happy Thanksgiving to everyone there.
Thank you, Alex. We appreciate it.